You're listening to Red River Radio News. I'm Chuck Smith.
Well, over the past year, you've probably seen TV and newspaper ads promoting the Windcatcher Energy Connection Project, a proposed 2,000-megawatt wind farm to be built in the Oklahoma Panhandle. The AEP SWEPCO project was touted as the largest wind farm to be built in the United States and to deliver low-cost wind-generated electricity to customers in parts of Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, and northwest Louisiana. The project needs federal and state regulatory approval to proceed. Well, yesterday, a Texas regulator has dealt a major blow to the effort. According to Public Radio's KUT in Austin, the Texas Public Utility Commission voted against allowing American Electric Power Company to charge some Texas ratepayers for part of the cost of building the Windcatcher project, which would have had transmission lines to Texas. The company said it would benefit Texas ratepayers by providing a hedge against the risk of higher natural gas prices that are used by power plants to generate electricity. But PUC Chair Deanne Walker echoed concerns of her fellow commissioners when she expressed doubts about the proposed savings.
The costs are known. We know what the costs are likely, although those are also projected. But the benefits are based on a lot of assumptions that are questionable.
Proponents of the $4.5 billion wind farm said it would save utility customers in Texas, Oklahoma, Louisiana, and Arkansas $2 billion in energy costs over the lifespan of the project.
This has been Chuck Smith for Red River Radio News.